That's how we all die.
That's right.
Last week on Dragon Ball Z.
What? Is it really steroids?
Okay.
How are you?
So on that note, you're getting close to what looks like the edges of a hamlet along the creek, but it doesn't appear to be populated. You cross over the creek where you see this old wooden rickety bridge, just narrow enough to support one wagon, and it's very quiet out here. Deathly quiet. Save for the owl. The hooting owl.
I'm gonna sniff and see if I smell chimney smoke.
You'll need to make an awareness test. This test is trivial.
As he said, smell, you'll smell it coming. So, awareness, trivial, is 75. Yeah, 13. Success.
You don't smell any chimney smoke at all. In fact, now that you think about it, it's a little too warm to have fires burning this late at night. Why would you need to warm a home in the middle of a witching hour?
Smell any smoke?
No.
Neither do I.
I was wondering, why would you, with fire in the summer?
The like, iron shod...
Early autumn, late summer.
The iron shod wheels kind of rattle and clack as they go across the...
My lord, have you, have you led us into disaster?
You hear this snapping sound as you're crossing the bridge. The wood beneath it is crumbling. You must react quickly and do something.
Across. Before we go on top.
Who is in the driver's seat? Or who's in sitting shotgun with Ernst?
I was.
Okay. Make a handle animal test.
Okay. Flip to fail.
This test is routine. Quickly, as you all are inside the coach, it lurches forward. You hear this crumbling and cracking beneath of it, like the wood is threatening to crumble underneath the wagon.
All right, I got a 50. I rolled a 0-1 or a 10.
Nice!
Well, it's a 10 or a 0-1 because you flipped a fail.
That's right.
So it's
that's
a
right.
10.
Okay.
Did you never get the good result?
Suddenly,
not when you flipped a fail.
The wagon, the horses lurch forward.
That's the best one you can possibly have.
I know.
11.
Yeah.
And then the wagon stops, and you can hear both Ernst and Lord Wesley dismount. The wagon moves so such. You open the doors and look outside, and you see that bridge that you crossed, like the supporting beam, or not supporting beam, but the lumber across the supporting beams that stretches across that creek, has crumbled and snapped.
Oh, my.
You hear this rattling, what sounds like almost of tin cans underneath the bridge.
Should we get out too?
I will heavily sigh.
As you look where you're, as you realize that this is kind of, this bridge kind of leads into what looks like a small hamlet. 5-6 buildings at best, wattle and daub roofs that have long since collapsed or burned or fallen into disrepair. Like if you look at those houses in England with the straw kind of rounded off at the top with the that's right. This place is abandoned. The only light you have is a lantern that's swinging from the front of the coach, but there's no wind. And still as night. Very, very still.
Just because it's abandoned does not mean it's empty.
We could just light one of these buildings on fire and, you know,
you get... Seems a bit excessive. I think we should count ourselves grateful that the bridge did not collapse, well, until after we got past, but...
Well, what is that creature making that noise?
There's no reason to tarry here. Let's move along.
Indeed, but we can. Making sure everyone's alright. I assume you're alright.
We're here. Horse is here. Ernst, hale, healthy, let's move.
We know how to get back to the road.
We go through the hamlet.
So we're still listening to this man who led us across a fucking dilapidated...
Well, we cannot
Sorry,
go back, though, can we?
It means snap.
He led us across that. But we cannot go back.
You cannot go back.
Only forward.
That bridge is burnt, gonna say, as they say, right?
What was that?
There are animals in these woods. You would be fine.
Just a simple timber wolf. That's all.
That is my family's spirit animal.
Why is it? Why is it gotta be timber?
Because all the woods.
Well, that don't make me timber.
No, you're Tuck.
Well, of course, my name's Tuck. So I'm not feeling timber.
I think he's meaning wood is in timber.
I'll check out the wagon to make sure it looks like it's okay.
There's no damage to the wagon.
Not a cuddly wolf.
It seems like perhaps the weight of the coach would have been enough just to kind of make that bridge, like, and maybe it was loose, or maybe it just was under mild disrepair. But it certainly snapped several of the planks, and there's no way you cross back over at this point.
I'm just making sure that the carriage is alright.
The carriage appears to be fine.
The horse is alright, and so, well...
My lord, if you think that it is going forward, it's a good idea. Then let's do that before we
We go forward or we stop.
Before one of these creatures of the night come after us.
There is only forward.
Did anyone hear the rattling of the tin underneath the bridge?
Yes, I did hear that, but isn't that normal on bridges? Metal?
I am
clamps?
No craftsman. I do not know what to expect when crossing a bridge other than hearing the planks.
It's the sort of thing that when you open a shopkeep's door and they have hung bells what purpose do those serve?
To alert the keeper.
Someone's there.
To alert someone that something is there. We need to move quickly, I say. I do not like this, as I said before. This feels suspicious.
Okay. Keep your eyes open and let's continue then.
Will you all huddle inside the coach? Will you stay outside to watch? What will you do?
I will, but I'll be getting back into the coach, my lord. There's that creature thing again.
Indeed. Keep your eyes open, though.
Ow.
Oh, yes, yes. I close the shutters.
Yes. I close the shutter on my side.
The quicker we can move, the better.
Indeed, I will
latch and close the shutter.
Should we be going the way that he said, or should we be going a different way?
Which way do I know is which way is towards the road? Because we went away towards the road.
You'd have to pass through this hamlet. If you were to get on the road, as he said, yes. The path would eventually join once again.
It would seem quickly. That is the way.
I'll stay behind the latch and the shuttered window. Yes, I agree with madam. Let's leave.
Arin,
who will be outside the coach and who will be inside?
Outside.
Absolutely inside.
Tuck, what about yourself?
You want me inside or out?
No, I mean, you've got good eyes, Tuck.
I do.
You've seen things in the past in the darkness in the forest.
Oh, I did, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so maybe you should keep an eye on the back of it.
I have very poor sight at night.
Oh, really? I don't feel like that's true at all.
Quick show of hands, who will be inside? Raise your hand.
Well, he's definitely going to be if it's true.
Sir Harrison. Oh, you'll gain a corruption. Ignoble deeds. What is your chaos alignment, Cole? Cole Marcus Marius II? Inspector?
Tyranny and ambition. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Sir Harrison and Inspector Cole Marcus Marius II shutter themselves inside the coach. The rest of you are either sitting one of you is sitting shotgun with Ernst, the others are kind of hanging on by the rudder bars and standing on the edge of the sitting on the edge of the runner bars is kind of rattling and rolling. And you realize you're going through this township is kind of this small winding path of overgrown grass. You notice that there's this, what looks like this old yard full of broken down carriages and all manner of disrepair. covered in high grasses. Those who are outside, at least.
This is no good.
Ernst stops immediately and stand up, boy, stand up.
I'll stand up.
He gets into the coach. He gets into the coachman's seat and lifts up the box, and he pulls out a blunderbuss and shoves it in your hands. Pack it, pack it.
All right.
There's a bucket of nails here. He takes it. He pulls out a bucket, like a pail, full of old broken boot nails and soil and gravel, anything else you could shove into the beak of this blunderbuss.
Why have we stopped?
I open the door and step out.
Sir Harrison, little foot thing, comes down and flips over as he his spurs strike.
I'll put up my I'll point towards the clear ambush graveyard of old carriages to indicate what's happening.
Without a doubt, it is a graveyard of at least 10, 15 wagons and coaches in various states of disrepair. Most have been stripped down to the axle for whatever would be valuable to sell in the open market. Madame Krista called it, you've been led astray by a guard who has been plied by coin or other things. But you see no one yet, or see no one nearby. Perhaps they're sleeping. It is very late at night.
I'll get out and try to use my keen eyes to see if I see anything.
Okay. Begrudgingly, you step out of the coach.
My lord, you owe me for this.
You want to clamber up on top to get a good view?
Yep.
Okay. Right as Cole steps up on top of the coach, an arrow strikes the side of the wagon, and suddenly from all the various directions, and you quickly duck down as you're just kind of peppering the top of the wagon. As you realize that you stepped into an ambush, there are a number of people out there, and you are lying on top of the coach at this point, unable to really even, you were caught unawares, but you were not struck.
My lord, there are people out there.
So we're gonna do initiative. You know, we should have done this at the beginning of the session, but that's okay, we'll do it now. So Mike, if you would, I'd like you to do initiative here on the board.
19.
Do we need these are
they are.
No, they're good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, they're good. Good dry race, yeah.
George Fuller again.
So I rolled a 6, and I have an 8 initiative bonus for a total of 14.
Alright.
I realize that for purposes of recording, I'll be more distinct about what I'm rolling as opposed to
initiative 10, and I rolled a 9 for 19.
Alright.
Cool. I have an initiative of 9, rolled an 8 for a total of 17 for Harrison.
You have a 8 initiative?
I have a 9 initiative.
Oh, so you have a 9, so you beat me. Alright, so
17 A and B.
Yeah.
I have an initiative 8 and I rolled a 4, so I got 12.
Oh. 12, Tuck. Alright, how big do you need to write this? You want me to write this to where you can see it?
Those who are out and hear the bushwhackers. Bushwhacker! The road agents, one could say.
That's plenty big.
Yeah, that's
get out of the car, Cole.
They have a 9 plus
man,
4. They have a 13.
Took 3 sessions before I met a Days of Thunder.
Yeah.
Revan's racing, Cole.
Revan's racing, Cole.
Drop the hammer.
Cole Trickle.
Drop the hammer.
What were they called again?
Dick Trickle.
Road agent.
Dick Trickle's NASCAR
Dick Trickle,
racing.
A real guy. Yep.
Yep.
Cole Trickle, not a real guy.
Cool.
That's
so they're 13. Anyone else?
I think that's it.
Okay. We got Cole as a 19. We got.
Traditionally, we would do this at the beginning of the session, but I think we'd forgotten to do that.
Yeah, we did.
Because
I rolled an 8, and I have 8. I rolled a 9, and I have an 8, so I have a 17 as well.
Right.
So, but you beat me because your initiative bonus is higher. So, alright. So it goes Cole, and then our good knightly sir. And then me. and then the missus, and then the road agents, and then Tuck.
He's calling Clavinger if you can't remember his name. Sir
Clavinger.
Sir Clavinger works.
It takes me a while to learn names. Sir Knight Person.
He even fits the mold. He's got the hair color.
Lord Wesley is way too baked for all this, by the
yeah,
way,
yeah.
For those who haven't forgotten.
Yep.
What direction?
The devil weed.
What direction did the arrows come from? It was just one.
It was just one. There were several, but you won't be able to determine direction until it's your turn because you were surprised. We have to rely
Understood.
On the initiative ladder now to determine who will actually be able to actually
huh?
react.
Huh? You let Mike bring you initiative.
What?
Thank you for writing that down.
We
will get this put up somewhere where we can reference it in the future.
Nope,
so the walls get put up down here in the basement.
17 B. That was 13. That was 12.
Okay. Paul Marcus Marius, you are the first to react. The one arrow just zings past you. The others, thud, all along the top of the wagon, where they were laying in ambush. And fortunately, you have not been struck. What would you like to do?
I'd like to determine where those came from.
Okay,
at least one of them.
All right, you quickly hunker down, looking around. Make an awareness test. You can see in the dark, right? You have night eyes? Okay, that's good.
Night eyes.
It is going to be a challenging test.
Challenging. Awareness. Okay, so 36. And I critically succeed.
Oh, nice. What is your perception bonus?
7.
Okay. So, because you have a high perception bonus, you can actually count the number of assailants who are out there because you critically succeeded. There are 4. Amid them, there is one nestled inside. Looks like a broken down wagon.
I'm going to start
one
naming them off.
Okay. He points
Hello,
out.
Hello, there's one here.
The first one he points at is the wagon. The next one he points at is near a doorway.
And I'm
going
to yell it out so they
yeah.
know I know exactly where they're at.
That's good. The third is near along the edge of a house, and the fourth is directly behind you along the bottom of the bridge, like along the top of that creek lip where it comes up and where the cans were rattling before. There's one behind you and seems to be one in every cardinal direction at this point.
So Harrison and I will take the 3 if you take the 1. Oh yeah. Intimidate.
What are you gonna do?
That's what I'm using. I mean, that's why I was screaming out. I'm going to use Intimidate.
Oh, fair enough. So
you're
going to
die, and you're going to die.
All right, go ahead and roll. This test, you are currently unharmed, I'm assuming?
Yep.
So your test is routine.
Okay, 52.
I was going to assist, because I have a...
It's not your turn. You cannot do that.
I can't assist? And with Intimidation?
No, it's not your turn.
Okay.
No. You need to have action points, and your turn is not yet started, so you have zero action points.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah, you can assist a die roll as a reaction any time, providing you have action points, but because your turn is not started,
okay.
you have zero AP.
Oh.
Yeah.
14 this time.
Remember, the very beginning of combat on the initial ladder, because there aren't rounds,
mm-hmm.
everyone starts with zero AP. What's that?
14 this
time. Succeeded? What's
mm-hmm.
your bronze bonus?
4.
Okay. But clearly all four of them kind of, as you call them out, they kind of pop up, kind of passing glances between one another, and they remain in cover and concealment. It's hard to really make out who they are. You can see their loose kind of gray shapes in the shadows. They are visible to you. He points them out, but even as Cole does so, it is hard to discern out in the darkness what's out there. Your lantern is pointing directly in front of the horses, casting this long, kind of wicked-looking shadow in front of the carriage. It is hard to see anything, so you have one action point left.
Well, about let me slide off and take cover from the majority of them?
I believe you need two AP to take cover, so... Or no, you need one to take cover.
That's what I thought.
You can simply lay on your belly.
I will take cover.
Okay, fair enough. So next it's Sir Harrison. Sir Harrison, you just stepped outside of the wagon, and you hear Cole on top of it call out, over there, and over there, near the house, and near the... But the only thing that you can see within the light is the yard of broken down carriages that these people have likely at some point or another taken their goods, killed them, left them to die, stripped them down, anything they're worth. You can't see anyone else, but you can see that person who's over there near the wreckage of the other caravans.
Okay, so that's the one person I can't see.
Yes.
Okay. Can I make it to him?
Sure, if you charge.
Okay. I will charge.
Okay. Suddenly, Sir Harrison charges forward.
You
hear his spurs. Ching, 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 ching. Ringing as he's running. And because you're running without light to assist you in hand, you need to make a routine coordination test.
Okay. Dick 59. And I did not succeed.
You stumble forward, but you continue running, but must spend 3 AP to charge instead.
Okay.
You terminate just a few yards away from where the nearest wreckage of the caravan is. You can see the man kind of hunkered down behind the lip of a wagon. Wesley, it is your turn.
So I charged forward and made it to him, but didn't.
Right, that's right. You lost an AP because you failed your coordination.
Can I use an AP to attack?
You can use a fortune point to get an AP to
attack, yes.
Certainly.
Yes.
So give me a... there we go. Cool. Okay, so you will draw your weapon, I'm assuming?
Yes, swagger stick.
Oh, just the swagger stick.
Yeah.
Okay. He bends the stick, raises it above the man. You can see him kind of... You see that this fellow was wearing, I wouldn't say darker clothing, but clothing meant to hide his shape amid the wood.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say, not really a ghillie suit, but it's covered in bramble and thicket and such. You raise the stick and bring it down upon him. Go ahead and make a test. It is going to be a challenging test because he is currently in cover.
All right. There's going to be a 46% chance to succeed. And that's critical failure.
Oh no. As you swing your swagger stick, perhaps because you were you imperiled from the work previously? Okay, well that's good. You swing with your swagger stick and you leave yourself exposed for a moment, but you realize that the brigand does not take advantage of that. Instead, he quickly, or she quickly, or whoever it is, staggers back off the wagon, moving away, and you lose sight of that person.
Mm.
All right. It is now going to be Madame Krista's turn.
That's still my turn, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I missed.
Yeah, we went back. Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. Sir Wesley, it's your turn. What will you do?
You've already successfully intimidated them, right?
Yeah, but we don't know the results of that.
Right. I'm just making sure because from mechanics wise, it'd be not really.
I mean, I named exactly where they're at.
Right. So, have I finished loading this?
Well, they keep moving.
Blunderbuss?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Supposedly.
I mean, when he pointed him out, I'm sure I was like, which one looks like the closest?
Well, the challenge you're running into is that I guess you were in the coach, so you were on the coaches.
I was on top.
Yeah, you're on top, so you managed at least, you know the general direction of three.
Okay.
And the fourth, you can see hop over the lip of the wagon as Sir Harrison charges toward him with swagger stick in hand.
General direction.
Yeah. Basically, I just need to know kind of where they're at and angle it. And
pa. Okay. You kind of turn around and you lift the blunderbuss and pull the lever. Blam! A large explosion. So, in order to... you probably should complete the load first on this.
Okay, so I did need to spend some extra AP.
Yeah, it's for. I would say you spend one AP to finish the load.
Okay, so
I'll
do one
to
load, one to aim, one to shoot.
Okay, fair enough. You shoulder it. Blam! What's your perception bonus?
My perception bonus is 5.
Ooh. You pull the trigger and blast of gunpowder, but it finds no purchase. But the side of the house nearby is peppered with bits of rock and bit nail and gravel and dirt and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
As you were not close enough to strike.
Mm. Okay.
So you have one AP left. No, you spent all your hits. All right. Okay. Madame Christa.
I'll look around. I'll see that our lantern is the only light here, correct?
It is, that's right.
I am going to yell to everyone, like, adjust your eyes, we're sitting ducks. And I'm going to grab the lantern, sort of scramble on it towards the ground, grab the lantern and cover it.
Okay.
Cover it. Like, so that it extinguishes the light, so that I can't just pepper arrows into, like, a silhouetted lit area. It's better that we all fight in the dark than that we fight in the light and they fight from there.
Madame Christa takes her shawl and throws over the lantern. Her turn is over. And suddenly you all feel completely blind for just a moment. The road agents seem to shuffle and move around. You're not really sure where. You hear one of them go, caw, caw, caw! Make some sort of animal call. And went, bah, 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 bah. One of them howls like a wolf. A clear howling, in fact, one could say it is. Clearly I.
None of you have ever seen a chicken, have you?
The howl of the chicken.
So, the road agents have gone. Tuck, it is your turn. It's dark. There's enough light to see by from the stars in moonlight, but it is starlight. It is difficult, but you can see something still.
I am actually going to take a moment to try and adjust my eyes, and Tuck's not a fighter, so he's gonna actually, he was on the side of the cart, and he's gonna kind of get under the cart next to one of the wagons to take cover and hide.
Got it. Alright.
That's basically where I'm at.
So, in order to hide, you will need to make a secret stealth test.
Okay.
So, you remember, your secret test is treated as a standard. I know the difficulty rating, but you do not.
Okay. So, a standard stealth test would be 60%. And I rolled a 47.
Okay. You want to accept that rule or reroll?
I'd rather not use any more fortune points. So.
But I've got four misfortune
yeah.
to use. Come on. Okay. You huddle up underneath the wagon.
All right,
hoping.
So, how many AP have I used?
That's
so far?
Three.
So three, one for moving, one for cover, one for hiding?
That's right.
Okay. Done.
Okay. Cole. You're up.
Have I been able to watch them
well,
move
you were,
around?
You were belly to belly with the wagon.
Okay.
You want to pop up and look around?
I would like to do that. Yes.
Okay. What is your perception bonus?
Seven.
Okay. What I want you to do is roll a d10 and add 7 to it. If you beat my roll of 4 plus a d10, then you spot it. I got an 8.
I got an 8, so 15.
Okay, so yes, immediately you spot them. They were trying to hide. They were using an opportunity to kind of reset where they are at and hopefully catch you unawares, but perhaps because Madame Christa threw her shawl over the lantern, that it put them, I'm going flat-footed, but you can see them clearly.
I'm going to name out their positions again.
Okay, that's going to be another action point. So he's pointing out there in front of us, and they're near the house, and the other one is behind the tree now. The other one who was by the bridge is actually getting closer to us.
He's creeping up on us.
You have one AP left.
I can't intimidate them again. I've already done that, so hold on.
What are you looking for?
The action list. Where is the action
list? I won't worry about the actions of combat. If you feel there's something that you want to do,
no,
tell me what you think you would want to do.
The non-combat action list. I can't remember all of them.
It's in back the book.
It's been so long since we've been in combat. Okay. So, is there a side of
this coach that if I got down on the got down, would I put enough cover between myself and the majority of them?
Certainly, but you need 2 AP to get down.
Oh, I do need 2 AP.
You have a skill rank in coordination?
I don't.
Oh, if you did, it only cost you 1 AP. But if you want to use a fortune point, it'll give you additional AP to do
it. I'll take cover again.
Okay, so you hunker down belly-belly once again, just kind of laying low so you're not struck by arrows. Makes sense. Okay. Sir Harrison?
Really so trying. Am I aware of the presence?
Oh, yes. You can hear heavy breathing, and you know that this assailant is near you, but you can't quite identify where they're at without taking a moment to take stock.
Which I will do.
Okay.
Which I just told you where you were at.
Exactly.
You said I need...
So, I need you to... You don't roll anything.
Okay.
You're not going to roll percentile. What you're going to do is... What is your perception bonus?
My perception bonus is 6.
So, take 6 and add it to a D10. I take 4 and add it to a D10. If you beat me... If we match, I win. If you beat me, you win. I got 8.
I rolled a 7.
Oh.
Plus 4, so...
Plus 4?
No, plus 6, so
yep.
13.
Plus perception bonus, yep.
6 plus 1.
Seven.
I rolled a 1, actually.
Oh, you rolled a 1.
7 total.
You spend a moment trying to take stock of the situation and identify where they're at, but you cannot see them despite the fact that Cole's like, right in front of you!
My God!
What is front?
Can I keep looking?
What, certainly.
Keep looking.
Okay, so now you will. Now you're. What is your bonus?
6. Now you're 5.
Now it's 5.
5, okay.
So I got a 7.
I got a 13.
Okay. He is no more than a mere 2 yards from you, and you can see that the bow he was holding has been holstered, and he's pulled out, well, for lack of a better term, it's a hunting sword. It's used to skin animals.
Okay.
These men are trappers, you would guess, or perhaps former trappers, for they're closing in on you right as we speak.
I will pretend to not see him and bank my last AP.
Love it. Okay.
Where you were trappers, follow me and you will become trappers of men.
That's right.
Road Agent Jules.
Love it. Okay, Wesley, it's your turn. Lord Wesley.
I will begin. I'll spend all 3 AP packing up this blunderbuss.
Okay. You'll still need 1 more AP
yep.
Our next turn to load it. Okay, Madam Krista, you have covered the light. Which has actually probably been a boon because nobody has, you've heard no slinging of arrows or cries from those who are trying to duck out of the way.
I will take the lantern with me and crawl under the wagon.
Okay.
And I will look to try to find them. I'll try to find someone based on his direction.
Okay. You will roll a D10, but I want you to subtract 2 from this and then add your perception bonus.
All right.
I have a 4 plus 6, so I have a 10.
All right, 10 minus 2 is 8 plus 5, 13.
Nice. You see one directly in sight. The one, as a matter of fact, that was behind you,
mm-hmm.
who creeped up from behind the bridge where the cans were rattling. You see that he's hunkered down near what looks like an overturned barrel, and that he still has a bow in hand and has knocked an arrow, but has not loosed it.
How far away is he, roughly?
Maybe 10 yards.
Okay. Did I see Tuck under here? I knew he was like...
Yeah, Tuck is like... His back is against a wagon wheel by the axle underneath. He's got a bit of grease from the axle inside of his ear.
All right, so he's basically like right next to me, like hunkered down hiding. I'm going to tug on his cloak to talk to him. Normally I would be whispering, but I'm obviously not going to whisper so that everybody can hear me talk. It's like... All right, if we stay quiet, one might come over here, and when he comes close, I'll uncover the lantern, blind him, and then we'll jump him.
Right, okay, we'll do. I've never done this.
All right, road agent's turn. And like clockwork, as you're watching this person, he has an arrow knocked, and he's creeping very slowly, kind of all hunkered down on hands and knees. Oh, and he's coming up along the side of the wagon.
Okay.
If you both are able to succeed a stealth test, I will give you both surprise against him with an immediate turn you get to take now. Your test will be trivial. A trivial stealth test.
All right.
That you both must succeed. But... You both must succeed.
Okay. That's so cool.
A trivial stealth test for me requires a 73.
Okay, mine's a 90.
I got a 53, so I succeeded.
I got a 10, so I succeeded.
Nice! Suddenly, Madame Krista, you will?
As he comes over, I'll immediately, like, stomp really hard on the ground to make him turn his attention. I'll immediately pull the shawl off the lamp and, like, blind his eyes with it.
Make a guile test. This test will be trivial as well.
Yeah, that happens to be something I'm particularly good
at. What? You're good at guile? No way!
This will be a...
lying? Is there...
92? 01.
Not only is it a critical success, because it is during a surprise turn, you cannot resist during a surprise turn. So, I will refund you that action point. Ooh. Suddenly, he is blinded, and you have the opportunity. What will you do, Madame Krista?
I will use my my cudgel that I use as a walking stick to just, like, hammer him in the ankle as hard as I can. Just, like, completely, like,
okay,
just right into the side of the ankle.
Makes sense. Make an easy,
used to be a road
simple
agent.
Melee test. All right. That's what
so it's a cudgel to the ankle.
22, 52, an easy test at 72%. Come on. I need to roll a bad.
Oh, I can.
Give it. Are you, well, it's a critical failure. Can you roll a bad?
No, you can't. You can't re-roll a critical failure.
Roll a bad.
Oh, no. You crit failed?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's too bad.
Yeah. These things happen.
Yeah.
As
all
you,
effort for nothing.
As you rush forward and swing the cudgel, you realize that the lantern you had in hand, you knocked over, and the light suddenly winks out. It's your turn now.
Okay. I still kind of know where he is, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. You can see the shapes of his legs. You can see Krista leap out and swing toward his ankles, but she did not find Burgess.
Okay. Are you done with your turn?
She is.
Yeah.
All right. So then I will... the only weapons I have are throwing knives, so I will take one out for one AP.
Okay. Keep in mind that you are beneath a carriage.
I understand, but in order to use it, I have to load it, so.
All right, so you got it.
All right, and then I will step out from the carriage.
Okay.
And then I will throw the knife at
him. Okay. You can have stagger step and throw the knife toward him. It is going to be an easy test.
Okay. All right, easy, simple range will be 79. And 48 will succeed.
Okay. Roll damage. He can't dodge.
Okay.
He's caught unawares.
So one for normal
yep.
and one for surprise.
That's right. Roll a natural D6 fury die for surprise.
Okay.
Nice.
And I rolled a total of 4 on the dice. And I get to add my agility bonus because it's a finesse weapon, so 10 total. I have
nice.
6
that's
agility bonus.
Still nice. That's not bad. Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Unfortunately, he is lightly wounded as the knife kind of cuts him and he staggers back. Ugh! He groans and grunts. You had the advantage. Shouldn't want to turn one of those 6 adders into a face 6 with a fortune point.
It's up to you guys.
Nah.
We're kind of low in the pool.
Yeah.
Right, so, but if we do turn it into a 6, that means I get to roll another one as well.
Well, that does change things a little bit.
I'm cool with whatever, man.
It would be a real shame if our ruse didn't take him down.
And True Blood.
They're for critical moments.
Yeah, it felt
critical traumatic moments.
We deserve to kill this guy.
We need to change.
And this guy deserves.
So it's 6 in 1, and then roll another D6.
Choose the dice to change, right?
What's that?
You can choose the 1 to.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to choose the one.
So I will choose the. That would be really shitty. Real
yeah.
You can do it to change the lowest one to a 6.
You have to change the
very
highest.
Very oddly
one.
Specific. Why would you do that? I don't know. So let's roll damage. Let's get going.
Right. Okay, another 4 on top of that. So 10 plus 3 is 13 plus 6 is 19.
19! Oh my goodness.
Oh god.
He is seriously wounded.
Ugh.
Roll 2d6 to see if he's injured.
He's not injured.
Okay. He staggers back, almost letting loose of the arrow that's knocked in the bow. Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, 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 me.
So, your surprise turns are now over, and Matt increased it. Your turn actually is, it's over too, so it's now their turn. They're next on the initiative ladder. Mm-hmm. So as you wing the blade toward him, he staggers back. He pulls the bow slightly to the side at a 2 o'clock angle and looses an arrow.
Okay.
It's that way Dalesman grip, as they say. Will it find purchase? We'll find out. It's a 55% chance to strike. And a 90 will not do it. But I think I'm going to reroll that with a misfortune.
What? Shit, with how many you have.
I know. I've got like four.
Like literally shoot?
That's right. So it's still 55% chance to strike. And it's a 24, so it hits. Do you have any action? I guess you don't have any action points.
I do not.
To dodge. So you will suffer 7 plus 4. So 11 damage.
Okay. Oh! So I am lightly wounded.
That stings. But the arrow did not puncture any muscle, which is fortunate. The other road agent who are out there, suddenly near Sir Harrison, you see him pop up and loose an arrow toward you.
Okay.
Very quickly.
I thought he had his cudgel out.
You're absolutely right, he does. It's not a cudgel, it's a soft
sword. Yeah, he had his other weapon.
Yeah,
some
it's
sword.
It's a hunting sword.
I would have gone towards him.
No, you're absolutely
yeah.
right. So
you
he
close
will,
up that range. Yeah.
He will step back up on top of the wagon, the broken down wagon in the middle of the grass, and make his way up this slope and then just kind of swing wildly toward you, almost trying to use both his body weight and the weight of the weapon to either hurt you or to toss you up the top of this thing. So I got a 55% chance. I got a 16.
Okay.
Do you have any AP to parry?
I have an AP to parry.
Okay. Your swagger stick is a martial melee?
It's martial melee.
Okay, good. All right. So go ahead and make your test. My test was challenging, so your
okay.
test is routine.
Routine. It's going to be a 66.
You got the higher ground.
Percent chance to succeed.
Nice.
And that is a failure.
Okay. Oh. You bend the stick and raise it to dodge the blow, but as he takes one fainting swing, he stabs and ugh! The weapon bites. You're going to suffer 4 plus 4, so 8 damage.
Okay. I'm lightly wounded.
Okay. As he does that, his shoulder bowls into you as he attempts to knock you down.
Okay.
It is once again a challenging test, and for him, it is going to be a 50% chance, so 50-50. 32! He puts all of his weight in his shoulder. You need to resist making a routine coordination test.
Coordination. Okay, that's
going to knock you knock you over.
59. And that's a success with a 58.
Right. Well, you simply shove him backward with your great weight and stance. You are a trained knight, after all. A cadet,
mm-hmm.
but still a knight, no less. You square up for a moment and step to the side with a swagger stick in hand, ready to give him a thrashing.
Mm-hmm.
The other one who was near the doorway you saw, you see him quickly kind of, you hear him pad across the way, and you can even see him now that your eyes have adjusted to the darkness. Those who are near the coach at least can see him kind of move over, and as he moves, he looses a shot and continues moving, taking his basically a wild shot toward Lord Wesley.
Who's not even looking?
Right. Stop, my stop, test stop. Is going to be a 55%. 48. As ooh. You're loading the weapon, do you have any action points?
Nope.
I didn't think so. Okay.
Spent all three.
Okay. Look. You will suffer 7 plus 4, so 11 damage.
Okay. I go down to moderately wounded.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Roll a d6. Let's see if you're injured.
Ouch. Oh, no.
Yeah, none of us.
One. I am not.
Okay. No injury. That's good. Okay. And the fourth you have lost sight of. Where did that one go? Okay. Tuck, it's your turn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
you loose, you threw the knife, and he loosed the arrow, and it winged your arm, and you're no more than 3 yards away from him at this point.
Okay. So at that point, Tuck is not a lethal fighter, but he's been in a few street scuffles, and he would rather be in that position than having arrows shot at him and him throwing knives. So he's going to close the distance.
Okay.
With a movement, with a walk. And then he's going to try and take him off his feet by sweeping the legs.
Okay. Make a coordination test. This test will be... what is your build?
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
I am... Good question. Probably not large.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
There's no large.
I'm frail.
Frail. Ooh, it's going to be a challenging test
challenging!
For you.
Okay.
not slender, but frail?
Frail.
Hard test.
Hard
sorry.
Test.
He is a normal build.
Okay. It's a 30% chance.
It's a house rule I'm adopting, which is... Depending on what your build is versus the other, if you're trying to take somebody down who's larger, it's just going to be tougher.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where's Gunter when you need him? This
yeah.
is where Gunter could be really useful.
62 will not do it.
Okay, what, roll?
What about
no.
the super... What's the super fat one?
Corpulent.
Well, I mean, I think it would be easier to knock a corpulent person down. With balance. Depending.
Are you saying that corpulent people are less balanced? I would disagree with that.
Well, anyways, let's...
Let's argue afterwards.
Yeah, so...
I see either way. Sumo people are not easy to push around or
right,
knock down.
So
I've
used
big
one
squares, big
walls, perilous
yeah.
stunt,
yeah.
and I guess I'm just going to try and sock him in the jaw or something like that.
All right. You... swing outward with a wild left hook. Roll the strike. It's going to be standard.
Standard. Okay, it would be a 49. And a 17 will do it.
Okay. Wham! You send him spinning. Roll damage.
Okay, this will be...
Brawn-based?
Oh, yeah. Brawn-based.
Pummeling.
Okay. It's 5. Plus 3 is 8.
Yeah. You hear the sickening crack! And suddenly his jaw, he goes spinning for a moment as he's grievously wounded.
You mean grievously?
Grievously wounded! So it's lightly, moderately,
oh, yeah,
seriously,
yeah.
then grievously wounded! So roll 3d6.
Are they confused? See if you injured him.
Yep.
No sixes.
No injuries. Well, remember though, pummeling weapons only ever do weak.
Right.
Only do light.
Light.
Light injuries, but it doesn't matter. Regardless, he's grievously wounded, and he drops his bow down and drops to a knee and grabs a hold of your clothing that you're wearing, as it's basically life or death for him at this point. Cole, it's your turn.
I see this going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Remember the edge, no more than just a yard from you, but it's over and down across the. So if you imagine this table's the size of the coach. You're probably on this side, and it's happening just more than just a couple yards away.
Okay, so I'd have to drop down and move.
Or you can just leap off the top of the carriage for the coach on top of him.
You have to look like 130
meters. I don't know anything about that. Let's try that.
Okay. Ha! Suddenly Cole leaps off the top of the coach, trying to tackle the one that's on the near the ground with Tuck, as he's ready to rear back with the fist himself, the assailant. Make an athletics test, and this test will be... What's your build?
I am normal.
Okay, so it'll be routine. You got higher ground.
From the turnbuckle.
From the turnbuckle!
Okay.
Oh, God, that man has a family.
Across body
7
from Nicole.
Nice! Okay, his...
I do love me some
he will oppose with coordination, which
yep.
for him is going to be a... Normally a 50, but it's challenging for him, so it's going to be 40. 73. That is a failure. However, I'm going to use a misfortune point to reroll that. That time of night.
We had this coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pay the pipe.
100.
Oh,
triple
my
failure.
Goodness.
Not only do you leap off,
I break his neck,
and he falls to the ground.
You did that twisting thing.
The weight of your body as you drop down, and you hear this kind of. Crunching sound, you realize that you've broken this man's windpipe. Inadvertently, perhaps, is this. If you can imagine the snapping of a very thick carrot, snap, a slow snap, that's what you hear beneath the skin. And both you and. You both kind of cringe at the sound, but there's no time. You're surrounded, and there's still quite a few around you. So. That is your turn, Cole.
Sir Harrison, all three to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, no worries.
Sir Harrison, what will you do?
So I have higher ground above this guy.
If you can imagine that you are at the wagon is kind of tilted, and you're at the top of it, and
okay.
he's kind of at the bottom like this, and you're kind of down like this with a swagger stick.
Okay. And what's behind him?
Nothing but grass.
Okay.
It's kind of the wagon's broken near the area where he's standing, where he clambered up on top of it.
Okay. I will take aim and strike.
Okay, it's going to be an easy test.
Easy test will make it a 76% chance to succeed. And I rolled a 42, so that's success.
Roll damage.
Damage will be 3 plus 7 is 10.
Whoa.
And this is a powerful weapon.
Oh, so he's shoved backward. Whack, whack, whack. His three quick swipes with his swagger stick and pat, pat, and then lunges into it with the butt end of it, and he goes, falls off the end, dropping his weapons just outside of easy reach.
Okay.
He is moderately wounded. So go ahead and roll a d6 and see if he's injured.
Do it.
Nope.
Mm.
No.
No injury.
So
no injury.
I've got the one AP left.
You do.
So would I need to jump down there to get to him?
You would.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. You jump down for 1 AP. Alright.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, so let's move on now to Wesley. Lord Wesley.
I will hurriedly still hack this blunderbuss. Now having a bit better idea of its range, I will take some cover if I can, and either on the opposite side, as Cole has called out multiple times where these guys are.
Mm-hmm.
I will try to move and then hunker down
okay.
if possible, or
okay.
hunker somewhere.
You're near the very corner of the coach. You've got the blunderbuss and its burning fuse in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 2 AP at this point. One is in sight.
Oh, can I estimate that he's actually in range?
Yes.
Okay.
He is. Yes.
Oh, well then.
He crawled forth from the home earlier.
Okay, well then.
Pow! You come up against the edge of the coach and then quickly. Blam! He pulls the lever and. Roll to strike. It's going to be an easy test. And Blunderbuss is simple ranged.
Easy. Simple ranged. That is going to be a
52. Can wield it.
That's a 42. That's a success.
Blam! Roll damage.
What kind of shot you get with that thing?
What kind of shot?
Yep.
What do you mean?
What are your qualities?
Oh, the qualities of the weapon?
What kind of good stuff are you about to do?
Oh, good, bad, for
Blunderbuss is in... It entangling. It's entangling.
It's gunpowder, volatile.
Wasn't it?
Gunpowder, shrapnel, volatile, and weak.
The shrapnel is the one that I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no. So 1 plus my combat bonus, which is a 4, is 5 total.
Okay. He is lightly wounded.
Okay.
These weapons are not necessarily. Powerful, it's just they're good if you can collect a couple people within range.
Yeah.
Fortunately, where you're at, it also peppers the man who was already dead.
Oh.
Just covered in boot nails and gravel near you. Whoa! it is now Madame Creasa's turn. What will you do?
Alright, I probably heard this guy cry out, and I know where he's at based on that shot. I can see him. I'm going to turn and run and take a swing at him. And I'm not a fighter, but it's life or death right now.
You raise the cudgel in hand and bring it crashing down. It's going to be a routine test as you charge forward.
All right. So a routine test. This is a simple melee weapon.
Yes.
And so this gives me a 62% chance to hit on this. I rolled a 47, so I did strike.
Nice. Roll damage.
All right. And one extra for charge.
That's right. One additional D6 because you charge.
Yeah, so 2 plus 6 plus 1, so 7. 9 points of damage.
Add an additional
you
D6.
Rolled 2D6.
Oh,
yep, because you charged.
That.
That's right.
I'll roll that other one. And
that's a
let's
six.
Make it a 15 points of damage.
You roll the 6.
Keep rolling. You roll face 6. You continue rolling.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Don't worry.
No, I'm apologizing to our people.
One damage is one damage.
But 16 points of damage, and the weapon is powerful, so he's
knocked back. Shit. Okay, so... Madame Krista, fighting for her life, raises the cudgel and there's this kind of crunch sound as she brings it across his face. And you see that his eyes instantly welt up. Like, this blood pouring to the top of his head as he's grievously wounded. Roll 3d6, Krista. And if any of these are phase 6...
Injury.
1-1-5.
No injuries.
No injuries tonight. Alright. Grievously wounded, no less. Okay. So, we now move to the road agents. The one that you whacked across the head with the cudgel is staggering back and kind of falls against the house. And try to figure out what's going on. He drops his cudgel and calls you winch as he reaches out trying to disarm the weapon out of your hands. He's just seemingly not armed with anything else. This man smells of grog and wood smoke. He smells like someone from the woods. 88, it's a critical failure. As he lunges forward to grab your weapon, it gives you an opportunity attack as you raise it once again for a routine strike.
I'll just bring it directly up into his face as he comes close. To,
right.
Or at least I'll try. Routine strike?
Yes.
That's still a 62% chance as before. I rolled a 14, so I hit.
Okay, roll damage.
So,
big money. No way.
6 plus 7 is 12 points of damage.
Okay. Bat! He staggers back and kind of falls against the house. The power of the blow from her muscly strength sends him staggering back, and he slumps against the wall and with a slight gurgling sound. You realize that the man has been knocked unconscious and will expire very soon. You hear this
green heli
whistling sound kind of come from the one of them that's nearby, the one that's near you, as he watches what happens.
They're all dead.
Quickly, the one that was behind you all, he turns face and bolts off into the distance, running completely away, abandoning his comrade who's near you, lying on the ground. He whistles with both of his fingers and he's looking around as he pulls himself up to stand. He has no skirking coordination, he does, so he stands up for 1 AP and he quickly turns around and attempts to run away. Will you strike this man before he runs?
I will.
Oh! You dishonorable cur. You will gain 3 corruption, but you may make your attack.
Okay.
Knight who will strike a...
I didn't want him to get away. I didn't want him to question him. So, what's the chance?
It is going to be easy.
Easy chance is going to make it.
And he's running away, so you have an additional d6 period.
76% chance to succeed. And that's a success. That's 7.
Uh-oh.
11. 18 damage.
Well, as he turns around, you take the swagger stick and... BAP! Up on one ear, and you smack it against the other, and you realize the ear is half hanging off of his head as you just thoroughly thrash this man as he expires very, very quickly before you.
Oh.
He's slain.
Okay.
I didn't mean to do that. You brought him to heal.
Okay.
It's pummeling. He falls to the ground, face first into the muck. You all are breathing very heavily, fighting for your lives. As you try to take account of yourselves.
Thank you for that.
Are there any left?
He ran off.
One's in the wind.
You're welcome.
Are any breathing still?
Unfortunately, no.
This one.
That one is.
This man is alive.
He's been brained, but.
His eyes are kind of crossed over. He's having difficulty kind of keeping a steady gaze, but still is sitting kind of with his back against the house.
Yeah. Mommy,
he says, murmuring.
He's begging for his mother. Madame Tristeau,
anything you can do for the men?
Madame Krista can't really respond. She's sort of flustered. She's never really, you know, killed a man so much before. This is all sort of a new experience. So, hands are sort of shaking, filling me with that adrenaline rush. But no, we have to go. We have to go.
They have all fled. We are safe now.
No, 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 we are not safe. We are not safe. We can expose the guards' evil tricks, the toll agent. They'll go back to them and they'll come to kill us in their ringmail with their swords. We've got to go.
Well, I think we have a little bit of time, but is there anything you can do for that man, or should we put him out of his misery?
I'll try to stumble with my hands shaking through my my medicine bag to see if there's anything.
I'm trying to put a calming hand on.
Help to do it.
It sounded like a carrot snapping. Did you hear that?
I have a...
Reminded me of the leak.
I have an ancient Rovanian ointment that... cures many ills that I can rub on an open wound and sore to try to.
My lords, we use our salves on these vagrants. Just let the man expire. He would have killed us.
We are not butchers of men.
What will you administer?
I'm going to give him a laudanum, which is the plus one on the damage condition track.
Okay. The man has clearly been brained and is incapacitated. He's uncertain what's going on. He can barely form any words, but perhaps with Madame Crispus' bomb, he will survive. But Crispus' words still strike true. One did get away. What if he goes back to the toll agents?
Tie him up. We'll take him with us. We'll expose these road agents.
Well, if you're asking me to tie somebody, I don't have manacles.
I'll look towards Sir Harrison.
You can still hear the man breaking through the brush as he is fleeing.
See that he is bind.
I don't have any rope with me.
I didn't
say. Just put him in the carriage. Watch him. When he starts to rouse,
we'll
be ready.
None of you have rope.
Okay, then.
Fine,
someone bind him.
Fine.
Load
no,
up.
No, no.
And we're going.
We can use mine. I figured. I'm not using it right now. And
I'm gonna check the other two bodies and see if there's anything on them.
Two men have been slain, and everyone will gain two corruption.
Really?
By accident or by purpose, you have killed a man today.
We're not.
You have killed men today.
We're not murderers either. We're not used to fighting.
Okay, that's all new.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I guess that's it.
To be fair, yeah,
we're being good guys this campaign.
I was
like
trying
it.
To knock him down, it just didn't work out.
He rolled too well. Warning wax, not death. Wait,
mm-hmm.
What?
What?
It's warning shots.
Oh.
Not words.
Well, it's not your Masamoto. I'm trying to give him a new one.
Yeah.
Warning wax, not words.
I didn't have time to try to trip him. I used what was in my hand.
So basically, you shoot first, ask questions later.
Oh.
That worked really well for us.
Well, they shot first, but okay, yeah.
I don't... I will gesture towards the man who has sort of like a haphazard like bandage on his head that sort of has basically like sort of glued his brain. He's shut. There's not much to it, but hopefully it'll be enough.
You've done all you can.
This is where we've got to go.
Let's
leave him here and let's go.
Let's not leave him.
We're taking him with us.
Somebody else is going to do this.
Right.
You went to your fancy school, finishing school. You can tie it.
That's what I have you for.
Well, I know it's simple.
Well, he's going to be in a carriage. He's not going to go anywhere.
Oh. I couldn't tie him.
Sir Harrison's going to look after him.
The hamlet grows quiet.
Let's go. If I say a task, do the task. Let's go.
Will you pick these men clean of their valuables?
Yeah.
Okay. You will find well over 16 shilling between them both. The money is covered in blood.
You ever seen any that wasn't? Judgment night. Thank you very much.
You all quickly gather.
What about these bows? Anybody want? Is there? And then
I'll take the bow too.
Dennis Leary.
Okay. You're gonna match up a hunting bow, and you'll manage to collect a total of 3 arrows.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take another if there's any others.
The other bow is snapped.
Okay.
Okay.
But his hunting sword remains.
I can't use it.
Sure.
Okay. Cheers.
Under normal circumstances, we would take men such as these to justice, but as we have been led here by the guards, what say ye?
We're taking this man to the next coaching station. He'll be dealt with by a reeve. Let's go.
Yes, Lord.
The longer we take, the more likely that we are be set upon by those corrupt toll keepers.
I'll grab the lantern.
That's why I'm trying to make sure that our horse and
trying to find our way. This
Ernest are.
Do I find my throwing that through?
It will become more desperate and aggressive if they know that their scheme is about.
But you
want to
stay behind and try to find it?
That's
all right. That is a concern.
We definitely need to send Mode back with a reed. That's a great idea. But this way, I've got the lantern and I'm trying to find our path back to the road.
Light the lantern. Let's go. Put it back on the carriage.
You all leap onto the coach and quickly ferry yourselves away from this hamlet of death. And we will wrap up here for the night. So, everyone will get 100 reward points.
Yay!
And we need to do our corruption roll.
Corruption.
So, remember, if what I roll in this D10 is greater than the number of corruption you've gained, you increase your order rank one step. If it's equal to or less than, you gain a chaos rank permanently.
Alright.
So.
Is there a D roll for everyone at once?
Yep, I roll for everybody. So, the roll is 8. If it's equal to 8 or below, that's one chaos rank. If you had more, if you had 9 corruption or 10, you gain an order rank.
Order.
Sorry, backwards. My apologies. You're right.
Okay. I was like,
are we,
wow.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
And you wrote the game.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of rules to remember, to be fair.
Fill your hearts.
Yeah. Excuses.
Just for the for the purpose.
Well,
of
it's kind of like how I forgot my professional trait, pay the piper, because when I fail a bargain or intimidate test, I can re-roll for free.
Yeah.
And I used a fortune point because I wasn't paying attention to my own character sheet.
Yeah. Go ahead and stop streaming.
So pay attention to your character sheet. Pro tip.
Here, I'll do it.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.